The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
You want to see my pecker?
You talking about your beak?
You want to see it? You want to see my pecker?
Yeah, sure.
There it is.
Oh, God.
You want to see it again?
No, go away.
You want to see my pecker again?
Shoot, leave.
You want to see my pecker?
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that now understands, you can put an ass on a face. Just not a Facebook. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to the show. It is 1:12 this evening, and I am having fun. With me as always is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. C.
What up?
What is going on, my cuddly one?
Nothing much.
Yeah,
nothing much.
Are you going Christopher Walken on me?
Going something. Going something. I'm in like the satin pillow room.
I know, I love it.
I know.
And a brand new desk.
Yes.
Brand new handcrafted desk.
Kind of handcrafted, yeah.
It's completely handcrafted.
Hand-built right here in the USA.
That's right.
You got it.
Merca.
Merca.
Oh my goodness, RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com is where you can hear us from. Also, you can give me a call, 941-421-0401. Very cool, very cool. Follow me on Twitter, at KinkyKatieRadio. I'm going to throw it out there right now.
Why don't you?
I'm going to roll.
Sure, roll it.
See, you guys wouldn't even you wouldn't believe what my domicile looks like.
They believe.
I don't think so.
They would believe.
I wonder. I want you guys out there to tell me what you think the inside of my house looks like. It doesn't even have to. You can just pick a room and just like go willy-nilly and just let me know what you think my house looks like.
Why is it you? Why would you possibly want to know what you think they think? Okay.
Because it's fun to fantasize, because then maybe I could, like, recreate something and...
Oh, we are recreating nothing. There's nothing being recreated anywhere. We have been moving shit around, like, all weekend. Last weekend, putting up fucking walls.
With the walls of 1,000 trillion.
Dude, I'm telling you. Had to, like, build a desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because well, you watch you. all these like woodworking shows on the weekends because
awesome.
There was nothing else on.
Sure.
Doesn't matter now because now we can just fucking pick something.
Anyway.
More cable. Whee!
Anyway.
All right. Well, whatever.
Anyway.
Just saying. Hey, guess what? You know something cool? Actually,
what?
You know it's cool because you're the one that told me. We're in prime drive time in Hawaii.
That's right. That's
Shaka
right.
Shaka bra. Yeah, I'm gonna ask for doing that, but hey, I think it's
afternoon
cool.
Afternoon drive time. Afternoon drive time, Hawaii.
That's right.
Sure.
So you can listen to me and giggle a little while you're having some boy.
It's morning drive somewhere like Germany, Hungary area, maybe Poland.
We like that stupid smutty girl in the morning.
There you go.
She good with vodka and eggs.
It may be further east. I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's all right. I'm not good with time zones. I have a computer in front of me. I'm sure I could look at it quite easily, but guess what?
That's very typey. I don't think you understand. That's just very, very typey.
I don't think people completely grasp the concept of how non-multitasking I am sometimes
with
certain things.
They understand.
I'm surprised I can even work a board by myself semi-okay.
Sure. Well, it's because you just turned it on, and that's it. You turned it on. set the level, set it, and forget it.
No.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, no, no, no. But I was talking about the other board.
Oh,
the
other
big board. The mega board.
I hear you. You cried a little.
Scared the shit out of me.
That's how you did it. You cried.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
Okay.
Didn't have to do it. But guests are going to be coming to the show. We're going to have a YouTube all set backy uppy again, and it's going to be absolutely fucking wonderful. I already have a confirmed guest.
Do we?
Oh, my goodness. Actually, I have two.
Yeah.
What?
What?
What? Miss Amber is coming the first week of April. So I want to have my little bestie from the Westie over here.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm going to get her to just have her display her tatas on the table. Covered, of course, because it is YouTube,
no,
and I don't want to get in trouble again.
No, nothing is going on the table.
Oh, by the way.
Let's get this clear. This is not rated for playtime. I'm just going to tell you, like by trade, I'm not a carpenter. So it's there. it's functional, but that's what it is. It's functional. You can't, like, ride boobies on top of the fucking desk.
No. So we can't do like the Kiki Katie radio calendar.
No.
And do some shots.
No.
Like, all up on the
desk. You can sit
next
to the desk if you like.
Wipe it
up. You can lean boobies. I don't care what touches the desk. You just can't be hopping up on top of it. And I'm going to tell you, it's got to be pretty much a hard and fast rule. And that's just for safety.
Okay. All right. I respect that.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to your guests.
Okay. Yeah. And we've got Frank. Frank's going to be on too.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing there, buddy?
I don't know if he's going to bring his kitties.
I don't know. I hope he leaves his pussy at home. I don't like his pussy. He's got aggro pussy.
It's the two of them.
It's aggro Schwarzenegger pussy.
Hey, just because they're black.
Raw.
Oh, my God. That is so
true. They're spazzy.
That there's one cat.
Holy crap. Go ahead.
Hey, at least if I throw something, it won't possibly hit you now because there's a wide open, I have a bigger room, bigger space.
Hands in front of you.
To do things.
Keep your hands in front of you. You can't go above your head.
Dang.
It's not going to work that way.
See, you'll get to see all of this when the YouTube goes back up. I'm so excited.
So what are we going to talk
Such
about
a
today?
Fucking idiot. Have you What's ever heard on? Of cell popping?
Cell popping. And now there's cell popping. As far as like taking heroin, cell popping, is that what you're talking about? Injecting drugs?
No. I'm talking about
skin popping.
Fetishy. Yeah, this is.
I've heard the term. I and like a lot of things, I don't remember.
That's quite all right. I can be there in some of those things.
I've whatever.
Well, it's when you take a needle.
We've talked about it or something, probably.
When you take a needle and you get it red hot and you make a little dot burn with the needle, and you do it thousands of times to create an image, and that's called cell popping. And it said it can take hours, and it is painful.
Well, sure, you're getting burned, but needle burned.
Yeah, tiny, tiny little needle pricks.
Yeah,
all. Yeah, it's outside.
Okay.
We're being raided!
Say, what the fuck is going on there, man?
Fuck you, this is the revolution, bitches! Sorry. I had to do it.
So what are you talking about? I got confused.
It's okay, the cell popping.
Cell popping.
Well, the reason that I bring this up, and so you guys... you can even get cell popping kits.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
A needle and a blowtorch? That's the newest thing on Etsy, right?
Yeah. 85.95
needle and a blowtorch.
And a glass rig.
There you go. Why you need a glass rig, I don't know.
Sure, I'm not using it for wax or nothing. I'm using it for burning people.
What is this wax you speak of?
I don't know. I've heard of it. I read about it on them interwebs. Anyway.
I told you not to read.
Sorry, Paul. I won't read no more. Well, the reason that I bring up this cell popping thing is, do you know Sanrio? Does that name sound familiar? It's a company.
Not even vaguely.
Well, they're the guys.
Not even partially.
They're the guys that created Hello Kitty.
Okay.
And every fucking
Japanese company in it?
Yep.
Cool.
Every fucking thing is like Hello Kitty.
Oh, Sanrio. Oh, it's because you pronounced it wrong. That's all. It's the only reason I didn't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I promise I'll do it better next time. You know what's good? I should start taking lessons from one of the nice guys that is now, you know, occupying my boussoir.
Yeah, what's that?
For the wintertime.
Yeah, what's the advice?
No, not advice. How, you know, like how to say certain, how to pronounce words.
You'll figure
it
out.
What I want to say.
Once we move to Japan, you'll figure it out.
That's true.
I love you there.
I'm huge in Japan.
I know.
By about 2 feet. In heels is three. She got zero. That's not very nice.
So back to what I'm you were talking about.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm going to start throwing stuff at you, like so bean bags, like a deaf dog. You know what I mean? Start pelting shit at you. Jesus. You still can't yell into the mic over there, just so you know.
I'm trying not to.
Go ahead.
Catches me fire off away. Guard a little bit.
I'm ready.
Okay, so this company, they're suing this submissive.
They do some stuff.
No, they're suing this submissive chick.
Okay, skin popping.
For skin popping. Okay. But they skin popped. Her name is Little Kitty Princess Cat.
Okay.
Okay, but they're suing her for copyright infringement.
Okay, because there's a little kitty princess butt.
She has a cell-popping image of Hello Kitty.
Okay.
But the reason they're suing is because they're saying it's tarnishing
It's copyrighted.
Well, it's copyrighted, yeah, but also because it's tarnishing their brand because it looks so bad.
Okay. It's not a very good tattoo.
No, it's terrible.
Well, it's not like a tattoo. It's skin popping.
It's a burn.
What are you talking about?
Right.
It just vaguely resembles any resemblance is merely coincidental.
But they
got that from a branding iron right there. Can't duplicate that.
She posted pictures on FetLife, and that's how. Yeah, and that's how it was.
That one was
come
a
across.
Little prostitute. It's my life. I'm a little prostitute.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. All right. So
it had an end. They're suing her. That's it. That's all we know. What are they suing her for? $18,235,000. Like what's she gonna do? They're gonna like have her burn it off, like, you know what I mean? We're gonna do chemical burn because you have the image of Hello Kitty.
Well, no, not yet. I mean, they said they didn't find out what was wrong yet, but they're asking for $200,000, which I think is absolutely fucking ridiculous in damages.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty fucked up. But then one of the side notes was, oh well, maybe her master can offer up one of her kidneys.
Good job.
I don't know.
Good job.
Whatever.
That's as long as he doesn't need it, or she.
Valentine's Day, we almost, but didn't miss, an octopus fuckfest.
Okay.
It didn't end up happening, though, which was very upsetting.
Okay.
There's this gigantic octopus named Kong, mm-hmm. and he's at the Seattle Aquarium. Well, he was supposed to be getting a Valentine's Day, like, fuckfest. And apparently, this is an annual thing that they do at the aquarium.
Really?
And everybody comes. Like, it's a big event. It's like
Octopi Fuck Fest.
Octopi Fuck Fest. But it's
Valentine's Day.
But it's one couple. So you just see this couple fuck all day.
Well, it's not really fuck. Don't they just, like, attack each other? Doesn't somebody get eaten at the end? Doesn't somebody die?
Yes, they do die. Oh. The male dies.
Oh.
And they don't even start, but
why
they don't
die.
They don't start seeking out sex until, like, later in life because, you know.
He's going to die. He knows he's going to die.
I better get it over with at least once.
They're drawing, like, short straws in the little aquarium. They're fucked up. I'm not fucking that bitch. Fuck that. You see the look in her eye? Shit. She'll eat me before I get done. Fuck that.
Well, see, the thing is, too, is this guy is 70 pounds, and he doubles and almost triples the rest of the females that are available. And that's
what?
A problem. Well, this guy?
Who's the guy? There's a guy swimming? There's a guy gonna fuck the octopus? Doesn't that sound dangerous? Of all the aquatic life you try to bang, I mean, like, maybe
hentai
a dolphin.
Hentai bitches? What?
Like maybe a
Look
dolphin, whatever, but an octopus, they have, like, sharp beaks and shit.
Well,
and they're
don't
smart.
Get near the beaks.
You know, they can squeeze through, like, something the size of, like, a quarter. They could go right up your ass.
Can you imagine, though, an octopus going up your pussy?
No, I don't really have a pussy.
Oh,
so.
Like, stuck all up in there. Oh, my God, that gives me the tickles.
I don't really know. What a lot of insertions like.
Oh, it made me pucker puss.
Really?
Well, okay,
generally,
so,
it gets you all excited.
Just shut up.
Shut up.
You can see my nipples from here. And my I Love Cock shirt, even
though. I can't
see
anything. I'm going to put up a screen, like a driver's screen.
Fine.
So I can watch my levels in peace.
In peace?
In
Wait,
peace.
So I can't talk at you?
Can't eyeball fuck me.
Well, you know, I can't help that. It happens.
You're
just know, though,
me.
Just know, though, if you put the screen up, I'll still be eye-fucking you.
Okay. Well,
I'll be doing it. Well, anyway, as I was trying to say, that this big octopus, the Kong, him, that's why I said he's 70 pounds.
Okay.
Anyway, he's about double the size of the other ones, but they were afraid. They canceled the fuck fest because they were afraid that he was going to eat her. Like, he's going to eat.
Beforehand? Cool.
No, like afterwards.
Well, I thought she ate him.
No one eats
the
anyone.
Male, I thought you just...
No, the male dies.
Oh, he just died? He didn't get eaten?
No, he doesn't get eaten.
He just dies?
I said he gets eaten, not he died.
Well, you didn't say how he died.
That's right.
I just assumed it was succubus action. Since you were telling the story, I thought there was a tie-in.
Oh, my God. No.
No tie-in?
No.
Not even a little?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
We don't like that around here. No. Just so you know, me and the cat decided... Yeah. We're not in the succubi.
Yeah, all right. Well, this thing has been going on, like I said, anyway, for 10 years.
10 years.
10 years they've been...
Annual Valentine's Day octopi fuckfest.
And then death.
And then murder. Every year it involves murder.
Death by suicide.
Suicide. He kills himself?
Well,
if he take a little bottle of pills?
He fucks. And then he dies.
Okay, I'm not getting this. Why does he have? Does he have to die? Is it necessary?
It's just what happens.
Nobody's eating anybody, though.
Nobody's eating anybody. Okay.
I don't know about octopi anymore.
Well, then again, they might. So they're like serve salmon. Them up. At
so like, yes. Well, like salmon, just you know. But the,
now you're
salmon,
getting it.
Salmon did a whole like trip upstream, jumping fucking locks and shit. Well, like they have a reason to fucking die. You know what I mean?
Well, these you know,
octopi just is done.
They avoid it as long as they can.
One nut and out.
It's like, damn it!
I don't want to fuck. Don't make me fuck. I swear to God, I'm asexual. Leave me alone.
I'm fine just stroking it.
I identify as a dolphin. Leave me alone.
I identify as a dolphin.
Or a monkey. I'm not sure. Just leave me alone. Literally all around.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm like, all right,
hey,
dude.
I have a hard time with the squeaking.
That's okay. The squeaker, do your squeak, own dolphin and squeak. Noise.
Insert here now. Now. I'll do it in post.
I don't know. You know, they have a, you can get on Incredible Things. They have a umbrella.
Okay.
That's an upskirt umbrella.
This doesn't sound very legal.
It's not what you're thinking, I don't think.
On the okay, top, wait a minute. What else does upskirt mean? What are you talking about?
I'm getting there.
It's an upskirt umbrella. Okay. Well,
when you have a regular umbrella and you pop it open, the top of it is like the face, and it's like a down shot of a face and like cleavage of a like anime schoolgirl.
On the inside.
No. Outside.
Okay, outside.
On the inside, where you're holding the pole, it looks like a skirt, and it's just legs, and they're wearing panties, but you just see it's an upskirt.
Oh, God.
When you open it.
So wow.
Your view is a crotch.
I have to see the picture.
I'll show you the pictures. I have the links.
You're going to tweet it out?
Yeah, I can do that.
Put it on Facebook, something.
I can't put it on Facebook till tomorrow. Oh, that's right. This happened on Tuesday last week. We had a show here. Okay, here's the thing. As I'm trying not to be gibberish, I got in trouble on Facebook again, and this was for a medical picture of an ass being operated on, and half the people who saw it couldn't even tell what the hell it was. But it was in response to a guy getting all butthurt. So I'm like, oh, I'm feeling butthurt. And I posted the picture. Well, yeah, asshole fucker bit me and reported it for sexual nudity. I got in trouble. Facebook kicked me off for a week. So I'm allowed, I'm out of suspension and I'm out of jail tomorrow night. So.
Yeah. If she hasn't responded to you, that's why.
Yeah.
Her Facebook's broken.
Sorry, guys. I can like stuff, which is weird. They're letting me like things.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it. So all you're allowed to do is like.
So I don't know. It's a little odd to me.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I have a lot of time now. I don't know why.
I do.
It seems like I get a lot more time. I don't know what's happening.
And then there's like nothing on TV. So I clean.
Good. We'll keep that going.
Okay. I'm thinking about actually going to exercise.
Oh, boy. See? Now we're doing it.
Crazy.
Now we're doing it.
I want a piece of celery. I don't know what's wrong with me. Fuck you. I still want cake. I want lots of cake. I wish I could eat cake. I want a big slab of birthday cake. It'd be awesome right now. I know, totally.
I'm waiting for you to like say something that I'll enjoy at least.
I was going to go back to my
pre-prepping.
Whatever. Hey, well, Rule 34 is in full effect. If you're into definitely weird genre generies of erotica.
I don't think that's how you say it, Katie.
Well, I know. That's why I want that portrayed in my biopic. Well, I sip espresso and all sorts of fun stuff like that.
Why did you? Yeah, I thought it was espresso.
That's what I said. Okay. Espresso.
All right.
Are you going to stab me?
Irregardless of what you say.
Oh my god. Anyway, but these are different. These are kind of like weird, different. Like, so people right now, I'm not surprised that the dinosaur guy's on here.
Okay, you have to start making sense at some point.
I'm making sense.
Okay, the time
because you're trying to pay attention, but you're doing something else.
I'm paying attention.
Weird genres of erotic stories.
Yes, weird genres.
Yes,
of erotic stories. I'm ready.
Alrighty.
Harry Potter MILF.
No, actually, that wasn't one of the things. What? But they're talking about like presidential erotica. You know, people.
That's not weird.
No, but the like I said, the dinosaur guy was on there. I talk about that guy. Chuck Tingle.
Yeah.
He had like the gay billionaire Triceratops.
Oh, the dude writing the gay dinosaur books, comic book, graphic novel.
Yeah, full fledged like little books.
I thought it was a graphic novel.
Oh no.
Wow.
Oh, no. He's got whole line. Yeah,
holy crap.
You can get him on Amazon.
Holy crap.
They have garden gnome erotica, the most popular. See? And that makes me think, because you have the outfit. You make a cute gnome.
How come
too?
We don't have any examples of this right? How come you're not reading garden gnome erotica right now?
I'm going to read you some right now.
Dinosaur porn. You were reading. You had like clips ready for that. You were dying to read that.
Well, they said the most popular one in this one is the garden gnome sex party.
Okay.
This woman discovers what happens when the sun goes down in her garden, and they talk about how a gnome just knows exactly what to do with his pointy hat.
Okay.
So she has fun with that.
They spend a lot of time in tunnels alone, boys.
Oh no.
Get gnomey with it.
Terrible. There's airplane erotica. There's an Amazon read. This is the erotic tales of 4,200 words, sizzling human and gay plane action.
All right.
Including anal, blowjob, facial, rough sex, and billionaire plane love.
All right. Billionaire plane love.
Sounds like the dinosaur dude.
It does. Billionaire plane love?
Billionaire plane love.
I don't care about billionaire plane love.
You want to fuck my plane?
I don't, on your plane, maybe.
This is fucking the plane.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know where you'd aim on that. Huh. There's probably all kinds of little parts to stick your cock in. There's lots of parts on a plane.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, you're more familiar with planes than I am. The
not
ins
much.
And outs.
Yeah.
The guts. Anyway, well, My Little Ponies, the cloppers. Not the bronies. The bronies aren't the weird perverts. The cloppers are the dirty, dirty, dirty.
Yes, that would be the brony term for those who like to get sexual with their bronyisms.
And even have the blow-up sex doll.
Yeah.
They do have My Little Pony. Dasher, Pony Dancer, or something? I don't
little
know what the fuck her name is.
Little
they've got the plushies.
Stuffed animal plushie. You stick a fleshlight in.
Yep.
So you can fuck your pony.
In the back end, and if you want to know, they call that the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only reason to watch it.
We've had to look...
For
we
plot.
Only watch it for the plot.
That's right.
They have those on t-shirts and shit. And I've seen some stuff. I tweeted out a long, long time ago, God, a couple years ago, some clopper stuff. Yeah.
Stuff.
They have Mummy Erotica, The Mummy's Gift, The Teen Titans Go.
Yes.
That one was a little weird.
Really?
Well, I mean.
The original show or the...
No, no, the
pornographic remake.
This is the Cartoon Network
cartoon
that they have going right now for kids. Well, people are doing, you know, like porn with that.
Uh huh.
Like they're, you know, yeah, they're doing the drawings and cartoons and stuff.
Yeah.
Lightning Bolt, Taken by Lightning Bolt. This guy is humping this metal horse statue and he's holding his iPhone up to snap a picture for OK Cupid, and then that's where the story takes place.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around that one. I'm trying to wrap my head around most of these.
Yeah, I know.
It hurts a little.
That's why they say the weird ones.
Okay.
Well, then there's Woolly Mammoth and then Pixie Erotica.
Well, Pixie Erotica, I get.
Yeah, there was Pixies tore me a new one. Might wow. be some for you to check out. Know. It's a full on Pixie orgy.
All right, Pixie orgy.
Pixie orgy.
Pixie. Chicks with pointy ears.
Those are like elves. Oh yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Like Tinkerbell, she's a pixie
with wings.
Ooh,
glitter.
Glitter.
Glitter
everywhere.
Got it.
They can fly.
A little Kesha-esque.
You smack, you spank their ass. They glitter.
Do they?
Well, I don't know. Tinkerbell did. She's like, you spank. She did. She was held by her wings. They spanked her on her ass, and she was like, and all the glitter went everywhere.
Huh. See? I don't remember that.
You gotta look it up. Look up Tinkerbell spanking.
Okay.
It was in the movie.
Which one? There's been a few.
Peter Pan, the original animated Peter Pan.
The original animated Peter Pan?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you say that three times fast?
No.
Original animated Peter Pan?
I don't even remember what you said.
Tinkerbell spanking.
Okay.
Tink.
Yeah.
Tink, tink.
She gets...
Yeah, she gets spanked hard.
Okay. I have to look that up.
To release her glitter, her sparkle.
Because everybody wants ass sparkle.
Fairy dust.
Fairy dust.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other ways to get the fairy dust out of the fairy.
Oh, I'm sure there is too.
It's not the only way.
Little flick of the button.
I guess. Oh.
All right. Well, I think we're going to go to break.
I think she's more vaginal, really.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I think there's a little Tinkerbell G-spot going on somewhere.
Oh.
Wow. What do you say? Oh.
I don't know. All right. Stick around for more Kinky Katie's World right here on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Well, let's see if we can tell your future.
Yeah.
This is also on At Midnight, which I just saw this afternoon.
It was.
On the DVR. You can get your very own Magic Ball 8-Ball butt plug.
Magic 8-Ball butt plug.
That's right.
Best gift ever.
You can get it on Etsy. No, it says you can be the hit of it of the party. Because yeah, you can
sure
twerk it with a psychic style.
We get you like some Mr. Slave Chaps, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And you can just walk around the party telling futures, you know what I mean? Would you like to consult the ass?
Wait, softly caress my balls and stare into the magic eyeball.
Exactly.
I want you to tell me what pops up.
You have to pull the handle to make it work.
It's like a slot machine. Cha-ching. Looks like a trailer hitch. Only some weird thing coming out of your butt.
Yeah, so some brilliant mind decided to hot glue a magic eight ball onto a golden butt plug.
It's great.
Fucking awesome.
But it doesn't say on, you can ask her how much that they cost because she doesn't post it on there.
Okay.
But they're all handmade.
Well, sure they are. You have to hot glue the magic eight ball onto the butt plug by hand. And I'm sure the demand is high. It's not like a Lamborghini where somebody like started making the magic eight ball from scratch. No. She went to her local fucking Big Lots, bought about a dozen magic eight balls. She already had the butt plugs.
She got a wholesale.
Stop by Michael's and grab some goddamn glue sticks. That's all she did.
I tell you, though, she makes a whole bunch of different ones, too. There's even some with Nicolas Cage's face on it.
Ooh.
And, you know, with that face, like, hey. You know what I'm
talking about. Nick Cage in my ass, man. Nick Cage is in my ass. Thank God he didn't play Superman. That really would have sucked.
Oh, it's a national treasure.
Written by Kevin Smith.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
I know.
I love you, Kevin. Anyway. Okay. Oh, goodness. But she lists all the materials, and basically it's just, like, fun, psychic feelings, that blue water stuff. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
she ships worldwide.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, and then the Nick Cage butt plug is $30.
Oh.
So if you want Nick Cage coming out of your asshole.
What's Nick Cage's head made out of? A piece of toast, or what's going on?
A piece of toast?
Well, is it, like, Nick Cage toast glued onto a butt plug? That may be even better.
That, no, it's just, like a button.
Oh.
Like a, flat surface. Just oh, so
it's, it's not cool like the magic eight ball where the magic eight ball would actually hanging out of your ass. I'm thinking of like a Nick Cage, like you get like
action
a
figure.
A bigger head than that, like
a bust.
Yeah, well, that would be even cooler. But I was just thinking bobblehead, like a little bigger than a bobblehead. You could even make it like a bobblehead. Just stick a Nick Cage bobblehead onto the bubble. There you go.
Oh my god. Oh, that would be great for furries or for people into like a piggy play and animal play. You could put a tail on a bobble so it would be on a spring.
There you go.
It would bounce around.
I'm sure they have them.
I'm sure they do.
You just thought of it. That means there's only 100,000 websites that sell it.
Exactly. I'm going to have to look up the butt bobble.
Yeah.
Well, and if it's not out there and someone actually does it, think of me. So, just, you know, let me know. Tell me about it. It'll be really cool if you did.
It'd be cool if you did.
It'd be cool if you did. All right.
And now, on with the show.
gonna show your granny, mama, and your sister. They dropped it low and then I made them do a scissor. Okay. .com and Queso got my pockets feeling bigger. Okay. Picture me rolling. Kept it real, then I got richer. This shit so hard, I swear this track is off the Richter. You see me rolling, and your bitch just took the picture.
She did.
Picture me rolling. Take a picture. Swear to God, I kept it real, then I got richer. They like my clothes, the life I chose, just take a picture. Just when I thought this shit could not get any sick. Wait, bitch, let me take a...
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com, number 112. What up? 941-421-0401 is the number to call if you want to call in.
You look confused.
I was trying not to look at you, so I didn't
Don't look at me while we broadcast.
Don't you fucking look at me.
Dare no fucking eye contact, goddammit. Don't you dare look at me.
I'm going to look at your face after what I fucking did to it just before the show.
Fucking look away.
Goddamn whore. Fucking
look away from me, goddammit.
Dirty, dirty whore.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking call that Maury shit either? He beats you, doesn't he? Yeah. I can't talk to any other man. I can't look anybody in the eye.
Oh, boy.
I can't leave my house. I got to stay in sweatpants.
Every time we go anywhere and you have any kind of a medical emergency, you are forever getting pulled aside. And people have serious discussions. Katie, you always have a safe place to go, goddammit. I'm just letting you know. I don't know what's happening here.
I don't have any black dots on my palms or the backs of my hands. I'm not suffering from domestic abuse.
I'm telling you.
I'm just skittish and I do stupid things. I mean, what?
Well, you ain't got to tell you twice, woman.
Like, make sure the eggs aren't cold and make sure the coffee's right. I'm kidding, guys. My God. No, because I know some people are going to be like, hey, that's not funny. I'm like, oh.
No, it's not.
God. No, you're right. It's not happening yeah,
exactly.
Here.
That's why it's funny. It's because it's not happening.
That's right. That's why it is funny.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Because if it was, that'd be damn serious, Katie. And we don't do serious here.
No, we don't do serious.
Nice.
Can I talk now? Okay.
It's Katie's world.
Name the show. Thanks, Dave. You're Steve Dave.
Yeah.
Now, this is there's someone out there for everybody.
Okay.
Like there's a loved one out there.
Sure there is.
I can't stop doing that.
Doing what?
Moving my head.
I know. You do the
neck brace.
Look away to, you know. It's very important to actually put your mouth on the mic. It works a whole lot. You don't have to, you know. I mean, you could be away from it a little, but wherever you're going to be is a good place to be. And just kind of stay there and talk.
So you see my shirt? I haven't practiced in a while. My shirt's...
loves you.
Cock loves I.
Cock love I.
And I love cock.
There you go.
So...
It's an anagram.
It is.
It's the same backwards or forwards.
Oh, my God. My mind has been blown.
If you don't know, okay.
So dick.
If you're not a follower of her Twitter account, she's wearing a shirt on it that has I heart and a cock, a chicken. And at any rate, when she took a picture with her computer, it did the mirror flippy thingy. So when you look at it in the mirror, flippy thingy, it's cock love eye.
Cock love eye.
There you go. So now you understand. That's only half the battle.
See, if you say it fast, it sounds like baklava.
Does it? Baklava. It seems like I like that, and I don't even know what it is.
It's delicious.
Is it?
It's really good.
That's why I like it.
Greek pastry.
Oh, phyllo it's the pastry thingy, yeah.
Pistachio, honey.
Okay.
It's fucking delicious.
It's pretty good.
Anyway.
Can you pour it over naked bodies and lick it off?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can crumble it up. It'd be better, though, with the yogurt and honey.
I don't know about that as a splashing item, really. That seems, I mean, the honey...
Honey, yes.
It's
yogurt,
sticky,
yes.
You know, flaky.
Hello.
That's rough. That's abrasive.
So then don't use the baklava. Just use the honey and
well, then it's not
yogurt.
Baklava splashing.
No, it's not. Well, then fine. Throw some fucking pistachios and blind somebody.
Who the fuck wants to do it if it's not baklava splashing?
I don't want nuts in my cooter.
Well, you don't have to insert the fucking food.
Well, when you're wrestling around and playing around, sometimes things get in places.
They do not have to. Nobody has to be inserted anywhere. And if you do, you just go anally or orally. That's all. Please.
I know a girl named Orally.
Come on. You know that's a splashing rule. Never go vag. Always anal or oral in a splash pit.
Oh, ow. Oh, pistachio. Dig up your butt. It
turn a crowd into a splash pit.
Yeah.
Coming to a club near you.
Oh, you thought foam parties were fun? You even had one of these. It's a fluffer nutter free for all. What up?
I don't know if I do fluffer nutter either. That'd be another sticky one.
Yeah.
It's going to take you a few weeks to get
situation.
That
situation.
Something. Something. It's tricky. Partially tricky.
Tricky!
So what do we got?
Well, I was talking about, there's someone out there for everyone because the bearded lady fell in love with a lobster boy.
Really? That doesn't surprise me. That happened in American Horror Story. They wrote it. They wrote it into the story, so that's why it happened.
Oh, well, yeah, because the bearded lady was a lobster boy's mother.
Yes, and the bearded lady was jamming on a lobster boy. You forget What's-His-Nuts was a lobster boy.
That's right.
Yeah, so the bearded lady was a lobster. It was straight.
Well, no, his father
up.
Was the lobster boy, and he skipped a generation. That's why the kid has the lobster boy.
Oh, there you go.
He was a strong
lobster
man.
Family.
He was the gay strong man.
Yeah. Thought something happened to him. Anyway.
It doesn't really matter.
So this fake story basically copied American Horror Story is what you're saying.
No. There's
it's real. I swear to God, it's goddamn real this time.
There's a show on AMC called Freak Show.
Okay.
I've seen it a couple times, but I don't know. It just didn't really hold my interest. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bearded lady on there. Okay. Well,
bearded lady.
There's a lobster boy who's here in Florida.
Can you do the flipper?
Oh, yeah.
I hear they like the flipper.
Oh, yeah. It's very nice. It's very nice.
Why are you speaking porpoise?
I got it. Well, he saw her on TV. He immediately liked her. You know, started talking to her there, flirting, and then he went to do the show. You know, like once, just to kind of whatever, because he said that he would. He said that they like to hang out, they watch movies, they cuddle, eat sushi, blah, blah, blah. Everything is fucking great. Well, now they're talking about getting married and having kids.
You think he'd use his chopsticks with the lobster flipper?
His flippers are chopsticks.
Well,
sort of.
So, you could eat sushi with your hands, but I'm just wondering about the chopstick action.
I don't know.
Huh.
Huh. That's a little weird.
Yeah. And when he's doing the shocker, do you think he's doing like quad shock? You know what I mean? Like he could do quad shock pretty easy, like a bum 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 bum.
If
you can't
together.
See what I'm doing, I got the hands together in like a flipper motion. Kind of in a north south routine. Like double quad hand flipper action. Shocker style.
And for those of you good boys and girls out there, it's like if you're putting your hands to pray, put them out forward.
So anyway, back to the shocker, getting married to the a bearded lady.
Well,
cool.
they were kind of talking about it. Pardon
they
me.
Were
he
talking
grew,
about it.
He, well, he grew up in Florida, and he's setting to move out there in April to California, where she is.
Okay.
And he's going to be like a permanent fixture with them. But the thing is, though, is the lobster boy, his father was also like one of the first lobster boys.
Lobster man.
Well,
that's what we call him.
He went as a Sir Lobster to you.
I take that or even Mister.
Silly Mister.
I'll take Mister Lobster too.
Slipper Lobster when I'm drunk. Stupid. Well, he, like I said, he's one of the original guys. He got committed,
animal, vegetable, mineral, red, purple.
Murder.
Okay.
He murdered somebody.
Okay.
In 1979. And then he ended up getting killed himself.
Use
by a family
name,
friend. Yes.
Okay. So he murdered. This is this is exactly the American Horror Story fucking plot. You are reading the horror story plot right back to me.
Well, that is what he said happened. I mean, there's pictures of them on the beach and shit.
Oh, they have pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then it's real. What? Of course it's real. It's got pictures.
But I've also seen them on TV.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, I'm just saying. It sounded like right out of American Horror Story.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Not that I don't think that it's far-fetched that the bearded lady and the lobster boy could get together. Because I think, they can understand each other. He doesn't want her to shave. She doesn't want him having plastic surgery on his hands.
He ends up cutting his hands off.
See?
Wonder if that happens.
It's like that weird Christmas story they always tell you around Christmas about the comb and the hair.
Don't even say it.
I don't want to know. I don't care about any magi right now. Fuck them.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Fuck, like, where are you going with this?
Fuck them and their gifts.
Okie dokie. Well, we're going to talk about sex etiquette that every woman should know before 30.
Sex?
Apparently, yeah, we're going to talk about some sex.
What?
Amazing.
Nice.
Really?
I'm ready.
Hey, I've been talking about some sex.
We have?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
I just don't remember. I'm really just being contrary.
Well,
I
you know what?
Really
fuck
know.
It. We're having fun, so I don't care. Well, at least I'm having fun, and that's all that really matters.
You got it.
So play along.
I'm with you.
Thank you for being a trooper.
we're at level 9 fun.
Let's crack it to 11.
Just where are my goggles? Any of my goggles?
You're going to get pink
eye. I don't know where my goggles are.
I don't know either.
My fun goggles.
All right, so... Well, this is sex etiquette. We're going to just buzz through this real quick. You need to ask for what you want in bed.
Yeah.
Some people still don't do that. Stop faking your orgasms.
That's not a good idea.
No, it's not.
Well, unless really.
Unless
sometimes
you really don't
give
a shit about them.
Or you know, I just want to get off and you're not having fun anyway. So you better like do something so I can get off. Really.
So yeah, sometimes we're just like, okay, can it just be over?
Okay.
Yeah. If your girl keeps asking you, are you done yet? Are you close? Are you getting there? It means she's really having a bad time.
That's why she should just fake it.
Yeah. I've had guys fake it with me. I was informed of that someone in particular who's in the very near vicinity has faked an orgasm with me not once but quite a few times.
So once in a while.
Yeah.
That was mostly when you drank though. Or we drank. I blame it on you.
Always. Always.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you want to receive, you need to give. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
If you want your pussy eaten, you need to suck some dick.
Sure.
Ooh, which by the way, and I'm definitely going to get you, I have a guide on to deep throat. So we definitely need to talk about that.
Okay. A guide on? What's a guide on?
Pew pew. Goes like that. I help you. Deep throat, some cock.
Oh, you're going to help me? Cool.
Yes, I'm going to help you.
All right.
It'll be awesome. We are. Here's another one. Don't settle for someone who refuses to put you first. Whatever, but don't be afraid to swallow. It's not going to kill you.
Okay.
Just think you can't get pregnant if you swallow.
There you go.
Ta-da. Just saved yourself like $400.
Well, and you don't have to clean anything up, really.
Oh, my God. And it won't get in your eye. And you don't have to worry about getting your hair.
Easier. It's just convenient, really.
It's not in your butt.
Just saying.
It's not in your
boobs. It's really the civilized thing to do, I think.
Yeah. Didn't even get it on your accessories.
Mm.
It's great. Own your noise. Yeah. If you have a noise when you're fucking, just go for it. If you sound like Lassie.
You sound like
Let
Lassie.
It out.
There you go.
Go for it.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, there's one of the girls. I remember her name.
Why are you struggling for a name? Just Frenchie Peaches.
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
it's not important anymore. Don't write off a guy who's so-so.
I'm not even gonna hear whatever it was you were gonna say.
Nope. Don't write off
the
guy who's so-so the first time you guys had sex.
I want to know why you're afraid to say it. I don't know what's going on now.
Because if she listens to the show, I'm going to feel like really fucking terrible that I forgot her name because
Peaches.
I did a porn.
Whatever. It's Peaches. Her own Peaches.
Anyway, she squealed like a lot.
Okay.
It was a high-pitched squeal. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Distinctive.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Well, so what are you talking about? Why would anybody get offended?
Okay.
We told her how awesome it was when she was doing it.
I know.
I laughed.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
I like kept wanting to poke at her.
She's like, why? What do you mean, what? Why you squeal like nobody squeals? You squeal.
Then it's kind of
like awesome.
Her husband's a sub. I almost felt a little bad when he dropped her off. It was like dropping her off to the wolves.
Oh. Really, he did. He kind of did. Just dropped her off at our house.
Yeah,
to be. Oh,
he
God.
Was this geeky kid with glasses, and she was like, "Yeah, bitch, you do what I want." He's like, "Yes, ma'am." You know, I mean, there was no question about it. And he's like, "You're going in there to do porn with them."
Yeah,
bye.
It wasn't that bad, really. Though,
love you, honey.
Wasn't that bad?
Nah.
I don't know.
No, it's all right.
Yeah,
it was fun. Never man a date. Never date a man who doesn't ask before going in the back door. Well, yeah, if he doesn't, I don't know. I mean, you don't really ask. You start to do it, and they're like, whoa, 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 then you don't do it. Or if you don't care, just go quick. And they're like, ow, and they're like, it'll just hurt for a second.
I think that's what they're talking about. Never trust a dude who does that, I think is the point.
Well, like I said, never said a game. Good advice. Don't care. Masturbation isn't just for men. Or yeah, of course. If you
what
don't,
is this? What is this? What are we, what is this 30? List? I don't even see a common theme in this list.
Cleanup is for two people. This is stupid. I don't even want to do this anymore.
Don't do it anymore.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Cancel it.
It's just undone.
Fuck that shit. How it was like 19 and a half items were enough.
Yeah, whatever. I know. It was pretty bad. All right. Let's talk about how to have an orgasm when your body's not going to cooperate.
What? I can my body cooperate? Huh? I know how to do that.
Well, when you're... well, good. That can happen. Then you can talk about the guy's area because I don't have a dick.
Area.
Dick, cock.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have anything to do with the cock.
Cock and balls.
You got to go right at the prostate. You want to guarantee.
Well, that's true.
You got to get to the prostate somehow.
Okay. Well, don't worry, ladies out there. You guys aren't broken because I've had it a lot of times. It's complicated and it's frustrating.
It's complicated.
It does. It's more frustrating than complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, but the thing is, though, it's all going on in your head. You have to learn how to relax and give yourself space and actually get into it. You can't just kind of be like, okay, click, here I am. Because I have rubbed myself fucking raw, hurty, painful, just buzz. I had my fucking body one on high, and I'm just cramming it into my button. Like, it was, I don't know. And it just wasn't happening. And this was like an all-day thing. I mean, I don't know if you've tried to come all day and it just doesn't happen.
Well, not all day. No. Hours, yes. Fine. That'll take.
I'll take that, too. That's a different reason, though. Yeah. I'm just saying, try to relax yourself.
Shit happens.
It does happen.
Yeah. So what's the PSA for? Why are we having a PSA?
What?
Wait, it's okay if you don't come. It's okay.
Oh, I don't
know. Stress yourself out, ladies. Or gentlemen.
Yeah, or gentlemen.
Just let it happen.
That's right.
Well, and if you're a guy, you go straight to the prostate, you're going to do it whether you want to or not.
Mm, that's true.
Most likely.
Well, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Hey, St. Patrick's Day and Easter's coming up, and I don't know if you guys give out gifts for that stuff, but I have a couple of not safe for work gifts that would be kind of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, this was rated at a Huffington Post, not like their top not safe for work gift guide, which I think is kind of dumb because some of these are promescent.
Promescent.
Shit, did I say that wrong again?
Yes, no, you said it right.
Okay.
Promescent.
Because I kept saying promescent.
Yes, and that's how everybody wants to say it. Okay. But the guy from Promescent said it's promescent.
Yeah, beat it in my head. That's why I was like, shit, did I say it wrong? Anyway, I have a couple of bottles of that, I think, somewhere.
Yeah, it's floating around.
If I find it, I will let y'all know. If
definitely works.
Free. Yeah, it does. It's really cool. You can also, now, there's a lot of stuff.
It's basically a numbing spray.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we just explained what it was. We just said pro.
I know. I just kind of skipped right over that because I'm like, yeah, of course everybody fucking knows this shit. I'm talking about stuff.
Don't you listen to the podcast, asshole?
Aren't you in my head? Weren't you there? Don't you know?
So sorry. Everybody knows you got to start from one.
God, so dick. Stupid.
Dick, you got 100 and some episodes to catch up on, buddy.
I'm an asshole. I know I am. I'm not a good friend. I'm a bad friend. Anyway. So, yeah, it's a numbing dick spray. I had the guy on the creator as a guest once, and there's a lot of stuff that you can do, but he's not saying you can or can't. He's just not allowed to say it, but you can spray it on your asshole to numb it a little bit.
We have found it effective for spraying on your asshole prior to anal sex, yeah. Like me and you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like he doesn't have to say anything. I know me and you have sprayed that shit everywhere.
You can get
put that
it,
shit on everything.
You can put it on your throat.
Wow. Pussy is ornery. You see her?
She is.
You check
not
that fucking
happy.
Pussy out. What is she doing?
Your
pussy has been like ornery since we moved everything around. She is like one pissed off cat.
I know.
And she just wants to go rovingly destroying shit while we're trying to do shit. Check that out.
My little baby. Oh. She's just trying to be all up in my business. I'm not giving her enough attention. Anyway, a Taz Zapper.
What?
This is...
Another inappropriate gift for...
It looks kind of like a lightsaber, but like one of those things for planes, you know, like the directional thingies, like this way. But it gives off a 9-volt jolt when you touch it to the body.
So it's just a little buzz.
Yeah, it's just like a little
it's
buzz.
It's like a sensual kind of a thing is the idea, like a she-stim.
Right. So yes.
Airplane stem.
Nipples. And it's
flashlight.
And it's cool. It looks like a lightsaber, like a mini lightsaber.
Cool.
So it could be like perfect for that.
That could be fun.
There's a Sasha Grey deep throat
pocket
valve.
Is that safe in water?
No.
Okay.
No.
You sure?
No. Yes.
It's a 9-volt battery.
It doesn't matter. You don't bring electronics unless it's specified.
Well, I'm just wondering, what was that? What if I was wet? What if I touched a wet area?
I don't think that's a
I want to touch
bad.
A wet area.
Yeah, it'll give off more electricity.
Okay.
It'll conduct it better.
Okay.
Okay. You want to stick it up my coochie?
Not up, no. We just dangle it around the edge a little.
Oh, so it's like just taps it every
yeah,
once in
yeah,
a while?
Yeah, exactly.
Every time like a move, it just makes it tap more?
Yeah. Now you're getting
listen
it.
Listen to you. Yeah.
It's like Chinese water torture, only different.
It's going to be like pussy zap tap torture?
Yeah, and basically you can suck it. You can suck back just a little, but you got to concentrate on staying flexed that way. So every time you relax a little, you just get tapped right in the button a little. You know what I mean? Just a 9-volt. Not going to hurt you.
Like I said, and there's absolutely no spousal abuse going on. Domestic.
And you wonder why people pull you aside. And we wonder why this happens. When really you're the abusive one.
I'm not the abusive.
Sure you're not.
That little thing is the abusive one.
Yeah, she's your pussy.
She is. Oh, we got the Diletto. I want one of these.
Okay.
It works like a rowing machine, but it's got a dick on it. So every time you like move it, it goes up your pussy.
Really? You want to exercise when you fuck?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not?
What do you mean? Why? You hate exercising. That's why.
It might get me to exercise more.
Maybe you'll like exercising.
Maybe I will.
That'll. No, you'll just figure out how to like leave weight. If I just hold the oars right here, it just stays up. All right, I'll do that for a little while.
And then let me just plug in my body when you're
Hey, we're riding downstream right now, honey. It's okay. Going down the stream.
Floating on the lazy river.
And sailboat.
Look, it's salmon season. Oh. There's a web restraint, which is pretty easy. You throw it on top of the bed and you tie it up underneath.
Oh, like a spider web. I thought you meant like internet web, interweb.
No, a spider web. And
you can't go on your phone for a week.
You can hook stuff on it, you know, like hook restraints all over it. You can even hook your feet through it. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, well, that way, too, you can have your sheets on and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can have them made over the top and nobody really ever knows. And they're always there underneath the little fitted sheet, I think, right? You keep it under the fitted or over. You do a fitted, then you do the setup, then you do another fitted.
There you go.
Then you go with another set of sheets. That way you always got a rough and tumble set ready to go.
And make sure that it's thick enough on top so you can't tell when you're laying on those underneath.
Here you go.
There you go.
Well, it's just in the corners usually, isn't it? Or is this one go out? This one is like a whole web across the bed?
No, it's a whole web in the middle.
Oh, in the middle.
Like it hooks on all four sides. And
no. That wouldn't be no fun. I thought it was just the one, you know, where it's they got ties on the corners.
Oh, no. The Velcro one's pretty fucking cool, though.
Where you can just put restraints anywhere?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Good job.
It's pretty fucking cool. I got it. The face fucker, which I think is pretty cool. It's a dildo that straps to your mouth.
Yeah, we've seen those.
But
yeah.
It's not just the chin. I mean, it covers your mouth. Like, you can't talk. It's the whole
human centipede style?
Yes.
All right. That's why you like that one.
I guess so. That could be. There's new finger fucker massagers. Now, the auto banger, I think, is kind of cool. It's the same thing as, like, it's like a nail. It's a nail gun. It's the same principle as a nail gun, except there's a dick on it.
Wait a minute. So you're shooting cocks into something? It's like projectile cock?
It doesn't come off, you know, like,
okay. So
into
it's like
your
a,
crotch.
So it's like a reciprocating saw.
Yeah, I guess so.
It reciprocates.
Yeah, I get, yes.
Okay.
Even, yeah.
Okay. Mm. So nothing like a nail gun, really.
I don't know. That's what it says. Okay. That's how they're describing it as.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm thinking shooting cock, like you could hit a crotch from across the room.
Oh, Jesus.
Through a drywall wall.
Now, this thing, I don't know about it. It's called the 3FAP.
Okay.
It's like three fleshlights merged into one. You get the mouth, the ass, and a pussy in a row. That way
you and your friends can have fun all at the same time.
I don't know how you'd fit the one in the middle.
Oh, that's for you to figure out. Get creative.
That's not my problem. That's yours. Yeah.
Could figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, I'm going to just skip ahead because there's some stuff.
That yeah, long list.
Well, no, it was just, yeah.
Yeah. 35 items.
I know.
Kept you occupied for like 6 hours online, didn't it? Like, wow, that's a lot of clickies.
Well, sometimes I don't even go, whatever. Anyway, I'm not getting done with this. All right, we're going to talk about the Deep Throat Guide. Yes, this is the one that your man secretly hopes that you hear me say.
My man?
Yes, your man.
Okay.
So make sure he's listening.
I thought you were teaching me how to suck dick. I thought that
this
that's
is what I'm doing.
Okay. I'm ready.
Do you have your Nana ready?
I have my notepad. It's sitting right here. Ready to go.
Well, they say that you got to do a dry run first. Check your gag reflexes. See exactly how much you can take before being Cinderella, you know, taking it to the balls.
I don't know. I think I have gag reflexes for a reason. Doesn't that, like, protect cock from going down my airway?
No, it doesn't protect cock from going down your airway.
Well, doesn't it let me know it's going down my airway and I could potentially choke on cock?
Chokes on dick?
Isn't that why you gag?
No.
No?
No, it's not.
It's just to produce thick, viscous lubrication stroke the cock with? Is that why you gag?
Absolutely. It's all about the cock lube.
Okay.
That's why we have it.
They got it. We just do that for the cock lube, really. It's the only reason.
Hey, thank your creator.
You got it. My favorite lube comes from your intestines, honey.
Oh, it comes from your esophagus. How clear and stringy. Gross. Anyway, you can stop your gag reflexes, I can tell you how.
Can I?
Yes, you can train your throat.
Really?
Yeah, to start to reduce and even remove your sensitivity.
It's not like CrossFit, is it?
No.
I don't really like CrossFit.
Well, you don't have to talk about this to every single person you see.
Okay.
I can make you stop you gagging. Watch.
So that's really the only difference between CrossFit and it right now is that you don't have to tell everybody all the time that that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job.
I shouldn't say that. My sister is like really into CrossFit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's one of those.
Yeah.
She is.
9 posts out of 10. Look. 10 out of 10.
Sometimes it's 10 out of 10.
You got to go 19 out of 20.
Yes, that's probably about right.
Double them up.
About right. Yeah. I know. It's getting pretty bad.
It's a lot
bad.
Of CrossFit, man. It's in the cucumber water they leave for them is what it is.
That's just a customer. It's not for you.
Yeah.
Oh, so here's what you do to for your gag reflexes. You need to get something that kind of resembles a cock. You know, something phallic. You can use dildos, vibrators, nanner, whatever you want to do. Fucking broomstick if you want to get crazy.
Or your neighbor's cock.
Baseball bat. Fuck it.
Brother-in-law.
Why not?
What?
Well, you need to stick it in your mouth as far as you can go. And then
stick it in as far as you can go
until you like start to gag.
Keep
and
going.
Then you pull it out and then you put it in again and then you hold it there make yourself hold it there.
Just hold it.
And over time, you're going to stop.
You're going to time. You'll be all right.
You're going to train your throat to relax won't gag on the cock.
You'll be fine.
That's right. Is this? I can't take it all.
That's nice.
Yeah, but different things you can do. We're talking about the Promescent spray. They also have different blowjob sprays that you can do. Good Head. There's like gels and shit like that.
Numb it up.
Yeah, you just numb it up a little bit. I mean, whatever.
But do what you got to do. Get that cock down your throat.
But there's different positions you can do, too. Definitely if you lay down, I've said this a billion times, lay your head upside down off the side of the couch or off the bed. It just like puts in line your throat and it's easier. Ooh, a good thing if you're doing like a 69, but you're laying on your side. the curvature of the cock will slide down your throat easier. Just reach around and grab
Depends
his ass.
On the curvature of the cock.
That's true, too.
Yeah, that's the curvature that's of my cock.
It just slips out so easy. Yeah, so. Just grab your ass and just fuck my face.
What'd that sound like?
No.
Come on.
Sounds
like, One more time?
We'll have to record it when I do it so we can get the full, you can get the good sound clip. All right. Well, I guess that's about it.
You guess?
Oh, there's another one that they said that a good position for that to help straighten your throat. Now, I thought this was interesting. On your knees and looking up at the ceiling.
And then you feed it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackhammer her pretty little face.
Yeah, just go down. Downward thrust. We call that the MBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, I'm going to go for tonight. Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff that I didn't get to, but that's okay because we had a full show, and that's the goal. I'm trying to have...
There's a goal?
Shut the fuck up. I know I entertained somebody, so you can just piss off.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be back here on Friday afternoon from noon to 1 Eastern Standard Time for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. I have a very recent show. It's going to be 111, and I speed it up. And it's very funny. And if you hear chipmunks, it's supposed to sound like that. Relax. Also, you can get me Friday night with Miss Amber for One Night Stand. That is from 10 p.m. midnight Eastern Standard Time. What else? Let's see. Yeah, Google me, Kinky Katie Radio. Twitter, at Kinky Katie Radio. KinkyKatieRadio.com. Kinky Katie Radio on Facebook. iTunes, Stitcher, 5 stars, comments, YouTube. New stuff is coming soon. Do you have anything for me, Essie?
Hell no.
All right. So I think got it all. All right. Yeah, good. I think that's it. Kiss at you, my best honey. Bye. Poor octopus.
I like tacos and burritos.